This is a WQCS Arts Spotlight. Here's your host, Willie Miller.
I'm talking with someone who got off a boat sailing. Was Diana Sheets for a nice summer break. Let's talk about your book, American Suite. How many books have you written?
I've written two novels. The first one, The Cusp of Dreams, is about the downsizing of America, and it's in the tradition of Death of a Salesman and Glengarry Glen Ross, both of which won Pulitzer Prizes. And it's really asking what happens with and when everyone is at risk of losing their jobs and women become every bit as venal as men. So it has comedy, but it's a very dark story of the downsizing in America today.
That's not the book we're going to talk about, though, although it sounds as though I might go back and read that one.
Okay, and the second one is American Suite, and that's a light comedy. I moved from New Jersey, where I lived for a number of years, to the Midwest, and I realized when I moved to the Midwest, it was really a different country. It felt very foreign. So I thought, what happens if you have the world of Garrison Keillor collide with that of Woody Allen, only you present it as the modern American family, a mother who's in her 70s, and she's Christian but swears in Yiddish, and she's got a daughter in Connecticut with three children, and then a daughter who's moved from New York to the Flatlands. And, you know, it's the story of these three women who are in one modern American family. They all have their own diaries, and they all end up writing their own memoirs, which the reader comes to understand are fabrications of the truth, I guess.
Oh, and here I thought it was all true.
Right, absolutely.
You know, I would have called this a family drama with comedic overtones. I wouldn't have called it a comedy.
Yeah, I think that's probably a better case. The comedy is there to make you laugh, but it's much more of a drama. I mean, I think American Suite is really designed to sort of ask, who are we and what are we becoming as a society? And the family is really a means, a metaphor, if you will, to describe the larger social condition in America today.
Well, you know, you're making it sound very academic, but it's a very readable story. It's definitely user-friendly.
Oh, it's wonderfully user-friendly. And it's really, I was looking at Sex and the City and Bridget Jones's Diary, and I was saying, well, this is, and all the spate of lying memoirs, and I was really wondering, how can you tell America's story today and present it in a way that's enjoyable and emotionally revealing, but also tells a certain, I hope, truths about how we live today. And I hope American Suite does that.
Now, the protagonist, the daughter who moves west.
Arisa, yeah.
Yeah, talk about her a little bit.
Well, Arisa left New York in the aftermath of 9/11, and she doesn't really know why she left. She just knew that she couldn't live in New York anymore, and she moves to the Flatlands, which is the heartland of America, and she's now living in the land of overly friendly people. And they come up to you, and they say hello, and they remember your name, and they
horrors.
Wave, and they do all of these things that, at least as New Yorkers, you don't usually do. And so what she wants to do is write a book, and she joins a writing group, and when she goes to the writing group, everybody in the writing group is dressed and behaving in their genre. And she's really struggling with the end of a relationship and building a new life. And she falls in love with an arborist, the first man she meets, who cuts down trees in her backyard. And that doesn't work out because he's just left his wife and there are children. And so then she moves further into the Midwest. Well, she flees, really.
Okay, wait, Diana, I'm going to interrupt you because we've run out of time.
Okay.
It's a fun book. I will say, I didn't like that last page. I wanted a clear cut end. I didn't want to have to guess.
Ah, you know, there might be a follow-on.
I was hoping.
Your readers, they can go to my website, Literary Gulag, and they can, get hyperlinked to Barnes & Noble and Amazon, and also listen to my television and radio interviews, which are on my website.
Okay, great. All right, the book American Suite, the author Diana Sheets, and I thank you very much, Diana. Good to talk with you.
Thank you, Willie. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For Art Spotlight, I'm Willie Miller. Stay tuned for classical music and listen online at WQCS.org.